Fiction Friday, June 12th. A Blanket and a Purpose. By Errol. Read by Rashaka. Penny's shift hadn't ended until 2 hours after the guys were arriving home. It was useless to go to their apartment now, she knew. It was 11:30 already, and if they had been awake, they would have come to say hello when they heard her apartment door open. Or at least Leonard would have come over. Or maybe not. They had exchanged some awkward emails over the summer that had left them exactly where they had been all along. She liked him, but she didn't like him like him. It was just easier to express her feelings toward him than to express her feelings towards the rest of the guys. Or, if she was being honest, just the one guy. Sheldon had sent her exactly one email during his absence. In it, he repeated, yet again, the typed and laminated instruction he'd left stuck with a California-shaped magnet on her fridge door. This was why she knew that the entire email had been an excuse to send her the postscript in which he thanked her for not buying him a Snuggie, like she had done for Leonard, as he couldn't even comprehend why such an item had ever been approved for sale. It had hit her, then, that she had hurt Sheldon's feelings, and that had made her feel more like an idiot than their conversations about physics ever did. She was in her apartment for 2 whole minutes before she was out again, sans shoes, and walking in the direction of their door with the emergency key, a blanket, and a purpose. Sheldon's room wasn't locked, thank God, or she'd have lost her momentum, so she went right in and closed the door behind her with one smooth move. Sheldon, she whispered as she approached him, and he sat up in alert like she knew he would. Before he could start with his danger routine, she put the green lantern green blanket she had bought 3 months ago around him and hugged him as hard as she thought he could take. "I'm glad you're home," she said, when the 6 Mississippis were over and Sheldon still hadn't said anything. He only looked at her, mute and big-eyed, as she slipped out of his bedroom.